Good morning, Tori. Do you know anything more on Patel?
Nothing right now. He, you know, had a good night's rest. He's here at the ballpark right now getting treatment and still getting evaluated. But, you know, there is some soreness. There are some things that we expected. But, we, you know, we haven't given the full evaluation. I think that'll happen once we get back to Phoenix. And, you know, allow our team doctors to get their hands on him. So no update from yesterday. We'll have more probably in the coming day.
As far as injuries, though, and guys that are coming back, do you have info on Calhoun last night and Zach Gallen?
Yeah, you know, just quickly read through their summaries and their game reports last night. And you can throw Nick Ahmed into the mix as well. They all had very productive days. You know, Zach threw, I think it was 67 pitches, all pitches, and had, you know, the right up downs, perfect amount of up downs. Cole played and was taking normal at bats through the course of the game just to get engaged in, you know, sitting and waiting for your turn to come up. So I think he had four at bats and played defense and did a very good job. Nick Ahmed, I think, had 9 or 10 at-bats and had a very encouraging day as well. So all three players had good days. We'll evaluate them in the morning, get a chance to see them tomorrow, and we'll see what the next steps are. They're all getting very close.
Does Cole, we've kind of talked to you about this before, is Cole lobbying to get in tomorrow, or is that unrealistic?
He is, and I respect that. I want that to happen, but you know, we gotta see how he feels today after busy night last night, and then you know, we'll fill in the gaps from there. But I don't expect anything less from Cole. He wants to play. He misses being out on the field. He misses his teammates. We miss him, and we want to get him on the field to help us win some baseball games as soon as possible.
Is there a sense last night after getting shut out, do you think, with your guys, with the type of at-bats that they want to put together today, to really come out and rebound from what we saw last night?
Yeah, I think, you know, last night was a frustrating night for us from an offensive standpoint. We didn't execute. There were some early count outs. You know, I don't have a problem with early count outs as long as you're impacting the ball and putting your ace swing on the pitcher looking for. So those are things we talked about. I'm sure that right now those are conversations that are being had in the cage that, you know, the hitting coaches and I have been able to talk through what the expectations are. We know what they are, just reminding these guys that, you know, they're a very good baseball team and they're very good hitters. They go out.
Nick Picoro.
Hi, Nick.
Hey,
Tori, going back to some of the things you were saying there. So Cattell, I assume, is going to get some imaging and MRI or something tomorrow. Is that the plan?
I think that's the initial plan, correct.
Okay. And then with Calhoun, is there like anything he has yet to do, or any things he needs to test in terms of, you know, how he's run the bases, he's cut, has he dived for balls, has he done all of that stuff that you would expect to do in a normal game?
I don't know if he's bellied up on a ball yet. That's a good question. But he's done just about everything else.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to talk to him, and he gives me a bird's eye view of what's going on and how he feels at the plate. But when he talks about a reactive play when he was a runner at second base, where he was reacting to a ground ball and had to kind of start and stop between second and third base, those are the parts of the conversation where I start to dig in and ask the most questions, because we want to see what those natural reactions are. Are like, and see how he feels coming out of it. So we feel like he's been tested in everything. He's been on sliding mats. He's done everything that he's supposed to do leading up to what we want to see are the good signs to play in a baseball game.
What about the quality of his at-bats and kind of the results he's been getting?
Yeah, the quality of at-bat has been good from what I've been reading and what Cole's been telling me. You know, it's impossible to get hits every single time, but he's getting base hits. He's hitting the ball. He's getting on base.
Evan Thompson.
Hey, Tori, I have a couple. One is a follow-up on last night. Have you spoken with Bill Welke about the balk call? And then the other one is, today's the anniversary of Hank Aaron passing Babe Ruth in the home run list. I was wondering if you ever met Hank, and if so, what you remember of him.
I haven't had a chance to talk to the umpires. I'll probably get a chance to today at some point. I understand why the balk was called, and I was a little frustrated last night, but you know, I thought there was, we could have gone in a different direction there. That's my personal opinion. I mean, what a great day for baseball, right? Hank Aaron ends up, you know, early in the season passing Babe Ruth, and when you talk about, you know, these types of milestones and being able to watch it live, I'll never forget it. I was sitting with my entire family around the television. I think the world was, and it was a great moment for baseball. And I never met him officially. I was near him at one point in time, and my thought was, he was such a big figure when I was young, but when I was standing next to him, I thought, well, he's not nearly as big as I thought he was. It's amazing that he generated all that bat speed power. But he had some great gifts, that's for sure. We miss him. Baseball misses him.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori, just to follow up on Gallen, when you say through all his pitches, does that include the curveball?
Correct, correct. Several per inning, more than one per inning.
David Orla.
Morning, Tori.
Hey, David.
Some hitters have track records of getting off to slow starts, and conversely, other hitters tend to have good Aprils. Do you think that's predictive? And if it is in any way, would it ever impact your batting orders?
I don't know how to predict that. I think each game is independent of one another. The feeling that each player has from day to day changes. You're right, some guys have great Aprils, but every once in a while you'll see a slow starter have a good April too. So I don't think you can predict it. That's my personal gut feel. It'd be wonderful if you could, because then you could definitely adjust your lineup. We have a strategy for that here, with expected OPS, expected slugs, and all that type of stuff. Our guys work really hard to give me that information, and I'll adjust the lineups accordingly. But I feel like we have a good group of players that are going to have good and bad days. And, you know, it's hard to keep shuffling that around and keep up with it. It's like trying to hit the perfect color on roulette every single time. It's almost impossible.
Hey, Picoro.
Hey, Tori, do you have any sense on when Divinsky could rejoin the team?
I do not. No, I do not.
Do you have, are you expecting that to happen at some point?
It's hard for me to predict, and I don't really have any information. I don't want to lead you one way or another. I apologize for that.
Jack Summers.
Just one more little lineup question. Tori, what's your thoughts about the eight spot using a bad ball hitter that's tougher to pitch around in front of the pitcher as opposed to, say, a plate discipline guy whose skill set is more about taking pitches? You know, is there any leveraging there to be done in the eight spot?
Yeah, you must be talking to Pipe. Somehow, some way. He's been talking to me about this for the past 3 days.
I haven't, but
the eight spot lineup is a very critical batter for me. At times, for me, he's got to be somebody that can survey the strike zone, have a game plan, and stick to it. And you know, there's a strategy for that guy that we put there when possible, because. You know, at times you're going to get pitched around with the pitcher on deck. At times you're going to be attacked because they want the pitcher to lead off the next inning. You just got to be a very good hitter that knows balls or strikes. I think that's the guy that I'm looking for. That's you know, best situation possible. Is it possible to get every single time? Yes. But we have those types of guys here, and it's a very critical point in the lineup, and I think our guys at hitting know that.
So was Pipe just trying to fill in the gaps of what you're saying there? Is Pipe kind of arguing that maybe Perdomo's plate discipline would show up in a different spot in the lineup, and you could work some walks with somebody who has a little bit less of that hitting aid?
He wants a pitcher at hitting, so that's what he's been after, to get a little bit more on base potential for the first and second hitter.
And are you considering that?
Not right now.
Cody Jackson.
Hey, Corey, one more. I know I asked you this a little bit ago, but I saw a report today that the Yankees have reached that 85%. Do you have anything more on that with your team and reaching that mark to have possible relaxed protocols?
I didn't know that about the Yankees. Congratulations to them. I know that that changes the whole equation for that group. And we're striving to get there. We're not there yet. I don't know what the exact numbers are. I know it's broken down into tier one and tier two. And there's a certain percentage of tier one need to get into that 85 percentile. So I don't know what the exact number is, but we're aware of it. We're not forcing anybody to do anything they don't want to do. We're just making them aware of the facts, and they can make their own decisions. But we certainly something that we would like to get to.
Do you think it's almost something that some of these things have become a little bit of a habit, that even when you reach that, it would be hard to go back to certain things? But or do you think that it would just be natural to adopt the new? I understand it's not like free for all. You know, there are still rules in place, but do you think it's really maybe doesn't? I don't want to say it doesn't matter that much, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I totally know what you're saying. I think it'll make a difference, but it's going to take a little adjustment. I get into a car now and I put on my seatbelt. When I first started driving, I never thought about it, but I get out of my hotel room, I don't feel right unless I have my face mask on. So that's something that I think we've all become used to. We understand that the importance of it, but I think once we get to that next new level of new normal, that everybody will make the adjustments. I'll tell you one thing for sure that I'm over is my glasses fogging up when I have on glasses or with a face mask. So that's certainly something that will be an easy quick fix or a quick adjustment. But we know why we're doing it, and we got to keep doing it, and be stubborn to it to protect each other and our families. So once we get there, we'll make the next level of adjustments.
Nick Coro.
Or are you expecting Dave McKay to rejoin you guys soon?
Yeah, I can give you an update on Dave. I do not think he will be at the ballpark tomorrow. He's slowly recovering. He's under great care from the physicians over at Mayo, Dr. Anastasia, our team physician. But he's making slow progress. When you look at Dave and you see how healthy he looks and how young he looks, you realize that the human body sometimes takes a little bit longer to heal. And we want him to be back. We miss him. We love him. But it's just one of those situations where we got to make sure that he's on his feet at full strength before we'll think about putting him back in on the field. So we're getting there. Unfortunately, our target was to get up to the field tomorrow, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Summers.
So Dave's been recuperating at home this whole time, is that correct?
That is, yes, about 95% correct. He's spent some time in the hospital, but about 95% of the time he's been.
All right, guys, thank you. We'll see you after the game.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tori.